following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah!
It's by leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
The precedent that this sets, I think, is absurd. Football is a game that you're supposed to play in whatever weather God gives you. And that's part of the toughness of the game. I love playing in snow. I think fans love watching games in snow. The fact that they canceled a game before it was even snowing, what do we do moving forward? This is an issue. I think the NFL is getting a little bit too overprotective in every facet, and now they're even trying to protect the fans driving back and forth from games. Nice gesture, but I think this needs to be nipped in the bud.
How dare they try to protect the people, John?
Nip this in the bud. Hey, look, Tom, you know, every year a dozen people smother on NFL jerseys. They should stop selling them all together.
All right.
No, I am dead set against this. I agree with that guy 100%. This is ridiculous. They're going to shut down a football game before it even snows, worried about fans.
Nip it in the bud.
That's John Ritchie on ESPN2's First Take, by the way.
Good. He was right. He was 100% correct. You know, Tom, in 1985, the Buccaneers went up and played in in Green Bay. There was 12 inches of snow before the game and 5 inches during the game. That's almost 2 inches an hour coming down during the game, and they played that thing.
Well, did anybody die?
Going home or to and from the store? I have no idea. The Buccaneers got killed that day. I mean, you can imagine. They got crushed, so I guess you can count them a casualty.
Well, I'm Tom, he's John, and this is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 173, and it is Tuesday, so the Eagles-Vikings game has not been played yet. So don't really have a gridiron or pick 'em updates for you this week. We will
Ridiculous.
Have the final standings next week when we do the show. And also, we will have the playoff edition of the Gridiron Challenge.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And, you know, I promise I'll do a lot better than that. You know, one of the guys that's in the Fantasy League with the BCRH wrote today and asked me how come we never talk about the Fantasy League. Because it is very competitive, because I'm in last place. That's why we don't talk about it. I mean, Jesus Christ, you even put that in the email. Why don't you talk about it, John? You're in last place. Well, no shit. That's why I don't talk about it.
Well, actually, there's 20 of you in there, and you're the only 20 who give a shit. So why would we
actually
talk
no?
About it?
You know, I'm sure it's a very good league. I'll be honest with you. I have not had the time this year to devote to it like I would like to, and unfortunately, that's
excuses,
not going well
excuses.
For me. I know. Anyway, I can guarantee you in that fantasy league, if it was snowing, we'd still play the game.
That's right. Yeah, but anyway, we'll have the playoff Gridiron Challenge. So if you did not get in time for the Gridiron Challenge that we run on ESPN for the season, we will have the playoff edition, which will start with the first week of the playoffs, of course.
Yeah.
We'll give you all the details on that next week. It'll be in the same place, under the same name, all that kind of stuff.
Now, the winner of this thing gets one of my business cards, right? Isn't that what we told them?
I thought they got one of your toenails.
A toenail?
I something like that.
I can deal with that. Toenail doesn't have my phone number on it.
Right. That's really
that I know of.
That's really disgusting. Especially when you think about toes and what we've got coming up to talk about.
It's the fetish show, Tom.
Yes, the fetish show.
Tilliard's like, oh boy, runs off and puts on some leather. I've been waiting for this.
He comes running out with a gimp ball in his mouth.
John, I told you not to put the zipper mask on!
Oh,
my.
So The NFL apparently has a pussification fetish.
It's big time, man. I mean, you know, I can understand, really. I'm a grown person. I can understand. But at the same time, being a grown person with tickets, I can also make my own decision as to whether or not to drive to the stadium, right?
Well, that's true. The only thing I can figure is, you know, they're worried, and like Richie mentioned there at the end of it, I get the football thing, not playing football. I don't think the game itself has anything to do with it being postponed. I think it was strictly about the fans and the fact that all this snow was going to pile up while they were at the game, and then they were going to come out and have to try to get all those cars out of that stadium, and they were probably worried about accidents and possible deaths and how much money it would cost to get the area cleaned up so people could get out of there. Is that a good reason? I don't know, but I don't think it has anything to do with the game.
This is Philadelphia. People risk death going to Eagles games every week, whether it's bright, sunny, or, you know, a foot of snow on the ground.
Maybe that was it. Maybe they were afraid because they're Eagles fans of what they would do and, you know, all that snow. And
yeah, we can't give them 50,000 tons of snow. You know what they're going to do with it? You know what it is? Roger Goodell has Michael Vick and Deshaun Jackson in his fantasy team, so he calls up the mayor. See? And that's how it works.
Oh, I
need a state of emergency. Come on.
Well, I can't have my fantasy guys playing in these conditions.
That's right. See, and it's championship weekend. Come on.
Right.
Do a brother a favor.
Oh, man. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, because you know what? It really sickens me inside my heart. Our listener and friend Bleed, we call him Bleed. He calls himself I Bleed True Green on the message boards and on the Pal Talk there. He is a Eagles fan through and through from Central Virginia. Okay, and he drove through the teeth of that storm all the way up to Philly just to have to turn around and drive back through the teeth of the storm. Because now, you're going to tell me these people are afraid to drive, they're afraid of what people are going to do? This guy drove 400 miles to get to that game.
No, I don't think they're afraid at all. I just think that the powers that be are afraid of what will happen to them. I don't think the fans can. I think the fans were ready to go and have fun in the snow watching the game.
I disagree. I think all these people in Philadelphia put up a brave front, but they're all pussies. You know, Tom, they're sitting around in their little houses on Cherry Street. Like, yo, Vinny, look outside there. It's snowing. You want to go to a football game? Like, screw this, man. I ain't going to a football game. Put the cocoa on. Let's watch something on PBS. Don't forget the marshmallows. Bunch of wussies. You expecting me to drive in this? Come on. Jeez.
What are you going to do?
Hey, I'm going to bitch about it and call them a bunch of pansies.
That extended my week of football. I got a game to watch tonight. That's great.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect me. Now, is I Bleed True Green, is he going back up for the game tonight?
I have no idea. If he does, he gets fan of the year. I got to say that.
Right.
How funny would it be if Deshaun Jackson tripped over a small little piece of patch of ice, just a little tiny snowball that one of those fans throws on the field and tears up his knee right before the playoffs? Boogity, boogity, boogity.
I hope the Vikings beat the shit out of Michael Vick.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Then we could start the rumors about Favre coming back.
Oh, no. No more. He's done. It's over.
Oh,
Brett Favre's career is done. All right. So, Skip Bayless on ESPN2's First Take. I watched the whole thing Monday. There was a lot of good stuff, but Skip Bayless is talking about Jay Cutler, whose career is not done. In fact, Jay Cutler is on fire, John.
He's looking great. He's looking great.
Amazing. You know, Packers fans and Vikings fans can't stand what the Bears are doing.
Well, we knew it was coming. I made fun of him last year, but you knew once he understood the system, especially when they got Mike March, you knew it was coming.
Right?
The guy has got he's got it, you know. 1,000 yards for Johnny Knox this year.
Right. And Skip Bayless was on First Take talking about Jay Cutler.
He's incredibly resilient. Interceptions do not bother him because he is brazenly confident. He bounces back better than anybody I've seen since early Brett Favre, young Brett Favre. Because? After his third quarter touchdown pass yesterday, Phil Simms said on CBS, "This is some special stuff." And I think Phil was sort of taken aback by it because it was special stuff.
Oh, is that right?
Special stuff, Tom. He is brazenly confident. He makes my nipples hard.
This is some special stuff.
Oh. He reminds me of a young Brett Favre. Nice and tight in the background and
It's full of special stuff.
Because?
Because. That sounded like a bird.
Because? This is some special stuff.
Oh, that's Skip. Hilarious.
Skip, why is it that you like the men?
Because?
That's some special stuff.
It was special stuff.
Right.
I got to agree with him, though, man. Jay Cutler looks every bit like what Mike Shanahan said he was going to look like.
He looks great. He is just rolling, man. And now the Bears, well, I don't think there's any way in hell Carolina's going to beat Atlanta.
No.
Which is probably good, because if Atlanta had beat the Saints, Atlanta would probably be resting guys next week, and then they get a bye, and we know that's a complete recipe for disaster.
What a great football game that was.
That was awesome. Not as high scoring as I definitely expected it to be.
Right. Max was sitting here saying, I thought this was going to be a shootout. I was like, shut up. This is a great game. Watch this.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought it would be about a 3-point win, but I thought it would be like 34-31 or something like that.
Well, look, you know? when Breeze threw that little whoopsie-doo to the defensive lineman, I thought, well, damn, for the touchdown, I thought, damn, that's pretty bad. But then when Abraham knocked the one up in the air and picked it off, I said, well, that game's over right now, man. That's it.
Yeah, that play and the Michael Turner fumble on the goal line, damn it. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Yeah, way to go, big fat ass. Hey, you know what? From the waist down, Michael Turner looks like Kim Kardashian.
Little bit, yeah, I can see that. I see that, definitely.
As long as he turns around to the back. I don't want anybody thinking I think she's got one of them in the front. Well,
Rex Ryan is only interested in Kim's feet.
Maybe she's a he-she, Tom. It is the fetish show.
Yes. So I'm sure by now, I got to believe everybody listening's heard about this. Well, maybe our friends over across the pond there haven't, but Rex Ryan, coach of the Jets, apparently, allegedly, has a foot fetish, and there are videos with his wife, and it is his wife.
It's clearly, him talking to her.
Clearly his wife. You can hear him talking. It's his voice. We know it's them.
he's dressed up like a cop.
Like, there's one of her sitting in the front seat of a car with her feet hanging out the window of the car. And
right, that's the one where he does the cop.
Yeah, he's videotaping as he walks up to the car, and he's shooting her feet, man. And he's obsessed with her feet.
He's pretending to be a cop.
Yeah.
Ma'am, why are you pulled over with your feet hanging out? They're doing the role play, and that's funny as hell, Rex Ryan.
Now, I think just when I didn't think I could like the guy anymore. He's a freak. Rex Ryan's a freak.
And he doesn't care.
I know.
I think it's hilarious the way he's answered the questions. That's just a personal matter.
Yeah, I know. And here's the
thing.
What
else could he do?
And everybody knows it's him, or he would deny it. If it wasn't him, he would say, well, here, let me play the audio for you. This is Rex Ryan. He's being grilled by the media, and they won't let up. They won't stop with this. It's the media. They look like idiots. The media does in this. And here's how it went.
Mr. Ryan, did you and your wife make the foot fetish videos?
You know, obviously,
can we go
I knew,
get a
you
fucking
know, these
snack?
Questions, you know, this question's coming and things. It's, you know, this is a personal matter, and I'm not going to discuss it.
Can you confirm if that was you and your wife in that video?
Again, you know, this is a personal matter.
I love how, as you listen to the questions that he gets here from the media, this is one press conference the only time you will hear in a football game press conference where you get more questions from women than you do men.
Andrea Kramer here, Rex Ryan. Do you like these shoes? Do you think they go with my hat?
And, you know, I hope you can respect the fact that I wish not to discuss it.
Is it taking your focus off the team?
There's three women so far.
You know, I'm gonna be ready to play Chicago. We're gonna be ready to play Chicago, and I am ready. You know, this is my job. I'm focused on the job at hand.
Brett, can you talk about how these videos got on YouTube, how they got in the public eye?
Again.
Oh my God.
You know, again, this is a personal matter, and you know, I really don't want to discuss it.
Rex, even though it's a personal matter, is it something that you had to talk to the organization about? Is it something?
Oh, even though it's a personal matter, is it something you've had to talk to the organization about? I mean, seriously, dude, really?
Yeah, he had a team meeting. Look, guys, I just want you to know I'm not looking at your feet when we're in the locker room. This is something that's between me and my wife. Nobody has to feel uncomfortable. Oh, my God. You know what? If I was him, I'd sit up there and say to that woman that kept asking about it, you know, ma'am, you know how, like, you like it when your husband spanks you and sticks his finger up your ass? You wouldn't want him talking about it now, would you? That would shut her right up, you know?
Oh, yeah, it would.
That would shut her right up.
That came up in any kind of conversation with management?
Again, it's, you know, it's personal.
By not denying it, then the perception would be the opposite.
Gary, I just want to keep things that it's a personal matter, and I'm really not here to discuss it.
I just think that a lot of people, if this is your wife on this in the paper, a lot of people have commented it's his wife. It's kind of cool that he has a fetish with his wife's feet.
I understand. You know, I'm going to get asked this question front way, sideways, back way, all this. It's a personal matter.
Can you tell us about your wife?
Can you tell us about your wife? Ina says here for the Mexican News Report. Mr. X Ryan, how come you never look at my titties? I got so much money invested in my titties and my ass, and all you want to see is my feet. He's harassing me.
Jen Sturger gets pictures in her email all the time of some fat feet. What the hell is this? Jesus Christ. And then there's his old dick. Oh, my God.
My wife's beautiful. She's been married for 23 years. And, you know, she's awesome.
So he would answer questions about his wife. Tell us about your wife. She's beautiful. We've been married 23 years. Yeah.
I say she's gorgeous, son. Look at her. She looks like she's 25, and her feet look like they're 17.
Watch me paint her tongue.
Yeah, here, watch this here, son. I'm going to put on the police outfit, twirl my baton, walk up to the car. Say, ma'am, your feet are hanging out the window. I say your feet are hanging out the window.
Watch me suck this toe.
You mind if I stroke my baton?
Yeah. Jesus. You know who we should talk to about this?
Who should we talk to about this?
Edna.
Oh, all right. Yeah, let's call Edna Blumkin up.
This could be scary, though.
Man, this is twice in a couple in a month we've had Edna on the show. The world's gone sexy, Tom.
Let's see if she answers here.
Hello?
Edna Blumkin, it's John and Tom from the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Merry Christmas, boys. I hope you all had a happy holiday.
It was awesome. I hope you enjoyed yours.
Oh, that's wonderful. I had a wonderful time. I got a double-headed dildo, and I've used both ends of it already.
Jeez. Oh, why am I not surprised?
Hey, it's the end of the year. You've got to get those resolutions in.
That's right. Well, Edna, I don't know. Do you know who Rex Ryan is?
Oh, of course I know who Rex Ryan is. He's that big fat fella up there in New York.
Yes, coach of the Jets.
That's right. He made the playoffs last year. I tried to give him his congratulatory hand job in the tunnel, and he just wanted to go get an effing snack. He was rude.
Well, he is happily married. And
yeah, I suppose.
Apparently, he has this foot fetish with his wife's feet. I don't know, maybe all feet, but we know he has a fetish with his wife's feet.
I've heard of it.
You heard about it?
Oh, of course I've heard of it. Listen, there's nothing that gets by about fetishes that I don't hear about. I subscribe to the fetish newsletter.
Oh, is that right?
Rex Ryan's up for Man of the Year.
Well, see there, John, I told you she was perfect to call. Edna, what can you tell us about foot fetish, that specific fetish?
Well, foot fetishes are one of the oldest known fetishes to mankind. You know, they date all the way back to the caveman days.
Really?
There's cave paintings in France that show Neanderthal people sucking on toes.
Oh.
It's really a strange fetish, but I mean, as far as disgusting goes, it's pretty tame. I mean, the worst you might get is some odor or some toe cheese and maybe some yellow nails. Oh, as far as fetishes go, it's really not all that bad.
Hmm. And is it always involved, like, sucking on toes or just admiring feet or, I mean...
Oh, you can take it just about any way you want. I mean, gee, my goodness gracious. You know that Brian Billick? He used to like it. I'd stick my little toe up his ass and squiggle it around. It goes just all kinds of different ways. He used to swear that it wasn't anything to do with his own ass. It was what he liked about my feet. Okay. So, you know, you can look at the feet, you can suck on the toes, you can tickle the feet, you can dress them up in pretty little shoes and bows. There's lots of things you can do with a foot fetish. I mean, it's not like, you know, Cleveland steamers, for God's sakes. There's only one way you can do that. It's a glass table and a whole lot of bran flakes.
Right.
You know, the Cleveland Browns were almost called the steamers. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, well, Paul Brown had fetishes. People think that the Browns are named after him, but they're really not, and I'm not going to say anymore, but I think you can put number two and number two together, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
He was a disgusting man.
Okay, so Rex has this foot fetish, and he loves mm-hmm. his wife's feet. Now, does... I don't know about foot fetishes. I've never talked to a woman who was with a man who had a foot fetish. Does Rex Ryan's wife receive any type of pleasure out of this?
Oh, you better believe it. Look at him, for God's sakes. If he's going to sit over there and masturbate while she stretches her toes out, you've got to think that's better than having him rooting around on top of her. I mean, what is he, like 400 pounds? Trust me, I've had sex with a few fat guys, and when they get up there, it's heavy, let me tell you. The one good thing is they always think you're having a good time, so they finish faster. But the fact is, we're moaning because we can't get any breath in our lungs. For God's sakes. I'm not ashamed to tell you, Tom. I'm scared. You know, you get under a big guy like that, he's going to have a heart attack, and then you're going to die before you can even reach the phone.
Right.
So, yeah, there's definite pleasure there. She can just take off her shoes, and she's done for the week.
Yeah, but then she doesn't get any sexual gratification.
Oh, she can come over to my house. I have a whole lot of Christmas presents I just got. One's got two ends. We can make a daisy chain.
You didn't get that from Fred Smoot, did you?
Well, I'm not going to say who it came from because it just said on the label, to Edna from Ablominith. So I can't really tell, but it sounds like Freddy.
All right. Well, tell me, do you have any fetishes of your own?
Oh, my goodness, that's personal now, Tom.
I'm sure you have plenty. I should know.
Well, you know, when I was a young girl, I used to keep a bucket of pee in the icebox.
A bucket of pee?
Sure. I don't know why. It was just one of those weird things. I think it has to do with the fact that sometimes when I was a young girl, I'd wake up and my father was peeing on me. But that's not really anything unusual because we had so many brothers and sisters, sometimes I slept in the outhouse. So sometimes that's where I get that from, I have to think. I don't really have too many fetishes of my own, but I've sure participated in a lot of them, let me tell you.
Oh.
You know Vince Lombardi liked livestock?
I never should have asked that question.
Yeah, well, Vince, I tell you, Vince was never satisfied unless there was a goat or at least a chicken involved.
Well, okay, so what other fetishes are there that are popular with people? What all's out there?
Anything you can think of, Tom, if you can fit it in one of your orifices, somebody gets off on doing it. I'm not kidding you. That's just a fact of life. People like, you know, the golden showers.
Right, yeah.
They like the chocolate showers. That's just disgusting. That's a lot of X-lax and a couple gallons of water.
I know some people like to be spanked. You know, we got the foot fetish. I know some people have a tickling fetish. They like to be tickled.
Some people, big fat people, bounce around on balloons. You ever seen those idiots on the internet bouncing around on balloons?
No.
I don't get that one at all. I mean, I'm pretty much up for anything, but, you know, what balloons? That's ridiculous. Have you ever seen the Cosby sweaters?
The what?
People, Cosby sweaters, that's kind of like a Roman shower where people eat a whole bunch of fruity pebbles and then throw up on each other, and it looks like a Cosby sweater.
Oh, my God.
You know, dookie shoots where you hold it for a while and then try to blast it across the wall. That can be a party game. You know, that's kind of like beer pong. Oh, there's all sorts of things, Tom. Believe you me, if there's something out there that somebody, like I said, if you can either bang it or have it bang you, people have tried it.
All right, Edna.
Okay, well, you know, you've got me all a Twitter for something now. I'm going to go take a shower with my double-headed friend.
All right, Edna. Well, thank you for taking time to talk about fetishes with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, my dear. Bye.
Oh, John.
You asked for it, dude.
Oh.
Cosby sweaters? Get the hell out of here.
Wow.
Now, see, I can remember the guy on Howard Stern that was getting off with having the porn star throw up on his chest. That was just disgusting. That was disgusting even hearing it.
Right.
So, you know, Rex Ryan, is only, you know, he's indicative of the rest of the league, right?
Yeah.
He's an average guy. So I wonder what the rest of them are into. We know that Bill Belichick likes to run around with other people's wives.
Yes.
All right.
Well, he's a cheater. So the guy's a cheater. What are you going to do?
I know. What else is... I have no idea what others might be into.
All right. Let's take a break.
Al Davis is a necrophiliac.
Oh, Jesus.
It's only because that's the only dates he can get. He's at the funeral parlor.
Hey, so you come here often?
All right, go to break, go to break.
Don't you dare wake.
Bang, 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 bang.
I am so ready. We are so close, Dick.
What is your New Year's resolution?
I just became a citizen December 20th, 07, and I'm going to be a citizen for my country, the United States of America.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else, rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win. Right now, we got to figure out the formula. Our formula. Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth. Number one. Number two, we are not a charity. We cannot give them the game. That's number two. And number three is we execute from the very start of the game to the very end of the game. Before you ask any questions, I want to say this. Number one is I apologize. I apologize for the start. It will change, and I'm not trying to tell you something. God, it's going to change. It's not like that, okay? But I want you to understand where I'm coming from. It will change. And it will change because they want it to change, not because of me. It will change because they want to be champions. I do not apologize about, you know what?
You're doing great.
No. You don't want me to go much further.
Hi, this is Ryan from Drowning Pool, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. That sounds like an X-rated cartoon channel or something. I'm tuning in. I don't care what it is. I'm there.
I don't really know about coaching etiquette. I'm sure there's the right way and there's the wrong way in life. You know, there are many different rules or being politically correct. All I know is us trying to win a football game. And the bottom line is you have to do what you think is right. You have to go with your gut.
That's number one. That's number one. There ain't no coaching etiquette. I don't know if I'm supposed to hold my pinky out while I'm calling plays.
I don't really know about coaching etiquette.
Oh, that's funny.
Am I supposed to say please when I call the play through the microphone? Would you please run this pass play? Would you please make a tackle? When Troy Smith is on the sideline, should I say thank you for shutting your mouth and listening to what I have to say?
Should I ask Troy Smith for permission to punch him in the fucking jaw?
Do I have to say thank you when they give me my unemployment check next week?
I like Mike Singletary. That's a shame. I wish he'd have had some more success there.
He'll be back in the league somewhere. You know, he's still a halfway decent coordinator.
I don't know if he'll ever be a head coach again.
What a mess the 49ers are, man. Oh, what a mess.
That's a disaster. And now they're going to bring in Ed DiBartolo Jr. for consultation to figure out what the hell they should do.
What, are you asking me what we should do? What, do I look funny to you? Do I amuse you?
He
Let me call some associates there.
Yeah, well, first of all, you got to start paying some players under the table.
That's right. You got to start paying some players. Then you got to get some outside sources to go to the other team's hotel room and put, like, things in their food.
Right. And then all that money you save, you got to launder.
Yeah, you got to clean it up real nice-like. First thing you got to do, get rid of the church boy. He ain't got no coaching etiquette.
How is Ed DiBartolo Jr. Up for the Hall of Fame?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, the 49ers were a great dynasty, no doubt, but he cheated. I mean, he cheated bad. Criminal cheating.
Well, Belichick's going to get in, right?
Belichick could make a case for saying that I did it without cheating because after they caught him, he did go undefeated until the Super Bowl. He pretty much, this year, he's kicking the shit out of the whole league. So I think that he's at least got an argument for it anyway. But, you know, DiBartolo was convicted, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I know. But don't we look at this the same way we do as a player? It's about what they did in their position, not what they did off the field.
But what he does in his position is all off the field.
Well, now, I know that, but right? I mean away from the game. I mean, laundering money or whatever it is he got convicted of had nothing to do with the game.
This is salary cap money.
Yes, he did cheat the salary cap, and he had been handed the biggest fine in NFL history prior to Belichick. They got fined, I think, $500,000 and a draft pick for paying players under the table.
I put him in. What the hell? Why not? That way we can at least hear his speech.
I got nothing to say. I plead the fifth.
I didn't do shit.
I plead the fifth.
All right. Well, my Cowboys got beat by the fucking Cardinals.
Oh, man. What a great fourth quarter that game was, though. That third-string quarterback of yours showed some spunk, didn't he?
He's got moxie, John. He's got moxie.
He's got moxie. I like you, kid. You've got moxie.
He is crafty. He's guile. Full of guile.
Right.
He's guile, but he ain't no, what's the name of that quarterback out there? And what was the quarterback they all were playing against? I don't even remember his name for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
With the really long face.
John Skelton.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my God. That dude's face is like 4 feet long.
Nothing's bigger than beating the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas Day.
Yeah. It was your fucking Super Bowl, wasn't it, John?
He looks like he's got a snowboard on the front of his head.
Well, Darnell Dockett sure enjoyed it. He had this to say.
You know, after we saw that, we was like, hold on, we might can do it.
Wait, he had something
to say. He said, what?
I'm trying. Hey, let me start that again. Wait a minute.
You know, after we saw that, we was like, hold on, we might can do this. And we know Philly can kick that because he kicks that all the time in practice. And then we gave him an opportunity, man, and he made it, man. It's like Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's like Merry Christmas. Now, I understood the end of that, but listen to that beginning.
You know, after we saw that, we was like, hold on.
I
think he said,
hang on that.
Hold on. I got that.
Hold up now.
Anyway, yeah.
We said, hold it though.
We got friggin' beat.
I hate football.
Hey. I wonder what Jerry's thinking right now. He's probably pissed.
I can tell you what he's thinking.
Losing to the Cardinals.
It's all about Rex Grossman, baby.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Give me a break. Oh, now you sound like Bears fans from a couple years
ago.
That's right.
Hey, did you see the Saints dancing on the Falcon last night?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yep.
Good for the rivalry.
Yeah. You know, we had my son on. It reminded me, we had my son on last week. He took that trip down to Dallas to see the Redskins game.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was real good on the show, I thought.
Yeah, and Christmas Day, he got some. His grandparents came over and gave him. They brought us a flash drive with all the pictures they took. Plus, they had a couple of 8x10s of him standing on the fucking star in the middle of the field.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, very cool. He got pictures of him standing in the end zone. Got a picture of him sitting in Jerry Jones's private business suite.
Hey, kid, what the hell are you doing in here? Get your hands out of the tequila. Stay off the cocaine.
Got a picture of him standing at the podium in the press area where they have the press conference, post-game press conference. He's standing at the podium. So he was all over
what
the place.
From what they told me, I didn't see nothing. we should have maybe got a video of him saying that.
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
Right. Yeah, that would have been good.
I understand that Wade got a job doing some Santa Clausing at the mall.
Oh, yeah?
What are you on for Christmas, little boy?
All right. Well, let's call Jerry. He went 2-2 again. He just cannot get to 500.
Hello?
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, hey there, fellas. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you too. Did you have a good Jerry Christmas?
Hell no. God dang it. You can't ever have a good damn Jerry Christmas when your goddamn Cowboys lose to the Cardinals. I mean, Jesus Christ, how stupid of a question is that? I mean, you know, we're losing to the Cardinals is almost like a disaster of biblical proportions.
It was. It was ridiculous.
It was. I'm pissed.
Now, what happens with Jason Garrett? Has he still got a chance to be the coach?
See, here's what happens to Jason Garrett. When I'm on TV and they ask me what's going on with Jason Garrett, I smile at the camera and I say, you know, Jason's got a lot of talent and he looks like he's got a real good thing going on right here. But back in my brain and off as soon as I get off camera, his ass is fired. He's gone. He ain't got no name. He ain't got no moxie.
All right.
I need a Bill Cowher. I need a John Gruden. I need somebody with star power. You gonna put old howdy doody's face up on the side of a bus and expect people to come to goddamn Cowboys games? I got 100,000 seats to sell, Tom.
Yeah, but they're gonna come.
You think?
You got talent. You got talent. You got rid of Wade. I mean, he's still got a winning record this year, Garrett does.
Look, you know what? Here's how it is right now for me. I got a huge mortgage that I got to pay. And you keep saying they got to come, but I got to keep selling photographs of kids on the star. Come on down here, $15, get your kid picture taken on the star.
But, Jerry, nobody's going to come out to see a third-string quarterback either, and that's what we had playing in the game.
But you want one coaching my team? No, no, no. We need somebody with name. I mean somebody's been on TV for the last 5 years.
All right.
Bill Cowher's coming to town. Everybody sit back. Get ready, put your slippers on, because it's going to be a long goddamn time before he wins anything.
Yeah, and I didn't think there was any chance of that, because that report came out that said he would go to Houston, or he would go to Miami, or he would go to New York, and he has come out and said that was insulting to him, and he thinks it's terrible that somebody put that out there, because it just wasn't true.
That's right. It's completely untrue. Ain't none of them got a helicopter with the fringe benefits that I got. And once you get Bill Cowher up there, and let me tell you something, them little conceiters, they don't care if you spit all over everything.
Yeah, but Bill's a real, you know, Bill's a quite a family man. He's not into that stuff.
I'm telling you, family stays on the ground. That's my rules around here. Family stays on the ground. Your family is earthbound.
You think you can corrupt him, do you?
No, it's not a matter of corrupt him. You just get him up above the statute of limitations, what you call it. Get him up far, high enough off the air, he can't see his daughter anymore.
All right. Well, Jerry, you went 2-2 last week. You took the Bears, Falcons, Packers, and Cowboys. The Bears and Packers won, of course, and that put you at 29-31 for the season. Now, this is it. This is your last chance. You got to go. You got to go 3-1 to get to 500. You got to go 4-0 to get over 500.
And you want me to keep Garrett around? Oh, yeah, well, what the hell are you going to go with that for? If I decide to keep Garrett around, you know it's almost a 50-50 shot he's going to fail. Look at my year so far.
All right. All right, well, let's see if you can get something done here. I tried to use games that mattered.
All right, that's good. Good.
You know, Pittsburgh, they're trying to clinch a first-round bye. If they win, they get it. If they lose and the Ravens win, the Ravens get it. Well, Pittsburgh is playing at Cleveland. I know it's the Browns, but they will play like it's their Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what everybody always says. You know, they're going to play like their Super Bowl. This is what they're going to give you. They're going to give you their Super Bowl. But the fact of the matter is, if the Browns was in the Super Bowl, they'd get their ass kicked because they suck. They're going to get their ass kicked by the Steelers.
All right.
That's going to be the end of that.
How about Chicago at Green Bay?
Well, Chicago, they might be sitting some players this week, ain't they?
Well, no, because now they have a chance at the number one seed.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And they're at Green Bay. Green Bay's hungry now. I must admit, I ain't too far up on all the goddamn possibilities. Once, you know, week 7 rolled around and the Cowboys were out of it, I said, the hell with it. I just stopped paying attention. So I'm going to assume right now that the Packers are still fighting for their lives for the playoffs here. And the Saints, they got something to say about it too, right?
Well, the Packers did clinch a playoff berth.
All right, so they's in.
Yeah.
Now, can they win the division?
I don't think so.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to take a Bears anyway.
All right.
A Bears anyway. That Jay Cutler, I mean, he's an ugly cuss. Got no chin. But he sure got an arm.
All right. And this, believe it or not, I would have never believed it at the beginning of the season, but the last game of the year is for the division title in the NFC West. St. Louis is at Seattle.
Now, don't that just make you sick?
Yes.
I mean, God dang it, you know what? The Dallas Cowboys could win that division going away.
Yeah.
Easy as pie. Here we are. We got to sit here and watch these Rams or these Seahawks. One of these two teams is going to get a goddamn home game for the playoffs.
Yeah. And
ain't that just something?
If it's Seattle, they'll be 7-9.
If it's Seattle, it's going to be cold, rainy, and gray. And they can hype up that goddamn 12th man all they want. All it is a bunch of goddamn slackers hopped up on goddamn coffee. They ain't got nothing like what I got down here. Oh, look at this big technological stadium built to make noise. Look at mine. I got the biggest TV on the goddamn planet in here. You don't like the football game? We'll turn on the TV.
I saw lots of pictures from down there. Jerry Land is gorgeous.
You know what? If that Rex Ryan makes a Super Bowl, I'm going to get some foot videos just to put up there on that big TV. Just for him. Can you imagine that? 60-yard foot long. I mean, 60-yard long feet. That man's going to just fall down in a puddle of goo. Maybe I'll put him up there being a police officer. Hey, here's a video. Everybody watch it.
That's great.
Pardon me, ma'am.
So who's going to win?
Oh, St. Louis and Seattle? Well, you know, it's up in Seattle, and they do have that 12th man. They do have that stadium that's built to make a whole lot of noise. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Seahawks is going to win. The college boy is going to get into the playoffs. Everybody's up in Seattle is going to be real happy, which means that's going to cut down the suicide rate from about, you know, I don't know, 50% to 30. And then as soon as they lose the first game in the playoffs, well, then it'll go right back in.
You know that Windhurst, is it, that guy playing quarterback for Seattle?
Oh, Whitehurst.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right there. I don't care. You know, I'm going to tell you, Sam Bradford, he looks awful good this year. He's been making some nice plays and everything like that. But, you know, that noise up there up in Seattle, that is a tough place to play for a rookie with everything on the line like that. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see him win because I'll be goddamn if I don't like that Pete Carroll. I just think he's a smartass. I'd like to take his face and rub it in duty paper. But, you know, that's got nothing to do with it. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Seahawks because of that home field crowd.
All right. And I guess if Philadelphia has already clinched the division.
Right, right.
If they were to lose to the Vikings tonight, they would have nothing to play for next week, I don't think. But as of right now, they do, because they could still get a first-round bye if Chicago loses, and I think New Orleans loses next week, I believe.
Okay.
So they might have something to play for. The thing is, they've moved all those games to 4 o'clock. Chicago at Green Bay is now at 4 o'clock. Dallas at Philadelphia is at 4 o'clock. So who do you like in that game, Dallas at Philly? That's a dumb.
Well,
I know who you're going to take.
I got to tell you, Tom, I got to check the weather report first, make sure it ain't going to get a couple little flurries and they cancel the game.
Actually, it's supposed to be unseasonably warm this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, like
warm?
50 degrees.
Well, they might cancel the game anyway. You don't want Michael Vick getting a sunburn.
Right.
So. Can't have that now, can we?
Right.
You know what? I got to say this. You know, I love my Dallas Cowboys, and I've been picking them all year long, and maybe that's the jinx that's cost me the whole goddamn season.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
But, so, you know, in keeping with tradition and all and trying to go against my better judgment and being a maverick and all, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to take the...
The Cowboys?
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to take... I got to take the... God dang it, Tom, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Go ahead, give me the Cowboys. Just put it down in blood. It'll be there for the rest of your life.
All right.
Oh. I swear. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah. What'd you think about that? They canceled that game, postponed it.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I am a virile and vigorous man. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I do.
I got stock in the Viagra company. I ain't even kidding you. I can pop 5 of them things anytime I want. And I would love to pop it and go up there in New York and just F the NFL because it ain't nothing but a big goddamn collection of pussies. It's like a harem up there.
Right.
Roger Goodell sticking his fingers out the window. Hey, it's going to snow. We're going to cancel the game. Listen here, boy. We pay your goddamn salary to be the goddamn commissioner of the NFL, not the home shopping network. Sack up.
All right, Jerry. We'll finish this season strong. It's our last game of the year. Get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we will talk
to you next week. We'll have you do playoff picks, all right?
All right, that'll be fun. Hey, is that Dick Clark going to be on TV again? I love when you boys make fun of him.
Is that right? Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I do, man. Believe.
I can tell you what. I could be having a starfish right there with a Mexican hooker or way up above the Rio Grande there. And if it comes on, I just got to listen to it. Get off my lap, lady. I got to listen to this.
Kelly!
Yeah!
Hey, you know what? Whenever Wade asked us who got hurt, that's what we played for him. And he would always say, well, from what they said, I couldn't see nothing.
All right, Jerry. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya. There he goes, John. He's something else.
He really is.
He's a big fan of us playing messing with Dick Clark, huh?
50, 40, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7.
Kill me!
Yeah! Oh, hell.
We get him Friday night.
Yeah, man.
Him and, him and Ryan Seacrest.
Ooh, boy. Friday night.
All right. You got any email?
I got a few. I got a few. We're going to rush right through these because we're running short on time. We got one from Andrew.
Actually, we're not, but the NFL is delaying our show by 20 minutes because of snow.
Oh. I got to make sure the studio audience gets home in time, Tom.
Right.
Andrew writes in and screams that he hates football. I hate football. The only thing more predictable than the Carolina Panthers offense is the rising of the sun tomorrow morning. Right. And now you got to say it with a Carolina accent. I hate football. Let's see. He says Jeff Davidson needs to go back to working at Burger King, taking extra large orders from Andy Reid's fat but at least successful ass. After getting shellacked by the Steelers tonight, we are all but guaranteed the first pick, and I hope Andrew Luck is as good as they say he is. Look, I don't know, man. Clawson has had a halfway decent rookie campaign, all things considered.
You can't do that. You can't just bail on Clawson after a few games. You can't, man. I mean, you used a draft pick on him. Now you want to turn around and spend another draft pick on another quarterback. Then you're going to bring him in next year, and he's going to look like garbage after five or six games. And then what? Oh, we got to get a quarterback. You can't just keep doing that.
Right. And the thing is Clawson, I was listening to Mel Kiper the other day, as a matter of fact. And he was quoting some interesting things. Clawson compares favorably, in other words, he's better than Dan Fouts in his rookie year, in terms of completion percentage and all that sort of thing like that. So I mean, he's not so bad. He's just got a bad team around him, and he's a rookie.
And he needs experience, and he needs more help.
Right.
Definitely.
Let's see. On a more positive note, Tom, I thoroughly enjoyed your son's account of his experiences at Cowboy Land. I went there last year for a Cowboys-Panthers preseason games. And I must say that even though I thought I was watching porn.
Right.
Well, it's goddamn preseason. Hey, it's anal night at the stadium. Bring on, come on down.
He can only imagine what he makes shows cheerleaders do behind the scenes. Anyway, so that's Andrew, who's a one and only Panther fan. That's pretty cool. Gavin sent us $25. Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you.
Cool. That's cool. Let's see. And he writes, here's a $25 vote donation as a little Chrissy present. Oh, he's from Australia, Tom. He sent us $25 from all the way down and in Australia. He's a little Chrissy present.
What part?
He has attached a coach's rant that's been floating around down here for a while, which I apologize. I haven't had a chance to listen to yet. If you've not heard it before, it's a suburban gay Florida coach, I think from the Wisconsin of Australia, giving his team a massive spray after they lost the game they should have won. So I'll send this to Tom, and we'll maybe put it on next week's show.
Melbourne is the West continent of Australia.
That never gets old.
I like the fact that when a coach yells at a team over there, they call it giving them a spray. They've got fetishes everywhere, Tom. It's the fetish show. Rome writes in. Hey, it's Jim Rome, Tom. We're going to go ahead and say.
All right.
Jim Rome is a fan of the show, and it's about time. You know, if you've noticed that Jim Rome's show is getting even halfway intelligent, it's because he's listening to us.
Right.
All right, Rome writes in, man, y'all are too much. I could read this like Rome, but I don't really feel like it. I'm horrible about keeping up with the show, so I use the boring-ass time that I spend once a month driving from San Antonio to Abilene, Texas to catch up, which sucks because I get to relive some of the wonderful moments my Cowboys have endured all year.
Jeez.
Not to mention, he says, it keeps him awake and alert so he doesn't hit one of the countless stupid-ass deer that wander around the road like Cowboys defensive backs on the football field. He says, I just had to say, y'all have me laughing so hard on the trip back to San Antonio with the bit from Ray Lewis getting fired up before the Steelers-Ravens game. Fuck you, Tom, for your Ray Lewis impersonation. Man, everybody always seems to think that you're me and I'm you.
I know. Well, I don't know. I dropped a couple in there.
Okay. Let's get fired up
for some misidentified identities.
Now that's I John. Just says, so everybody knows, that was John doing Ray Lewis.
That's right. Give me my credit. I laughed so damn hard I got teared up. Y'all are going to cause me an accident one day with this stuff. When I drive through towns, people have to be wondering what the hell I'm listening to because I'm laughing all the way across the town in my car, looking like an idiot. All right. Keep up the good work. Jason Garrett for Coach. Thank you, Jim Rome. Let's see. Prior to that, we have John Tilliard. John Tilliard citing Tom. The young man from Northern England says the Seahawks were so bad this week, I almost feel guilty. It's like we've beaten up. It's like we've beaten up a cripple. Oh, God. Damn. He says, bang, your Redskins finally eliminated me this week from survival. They'd been in since week one. Damn, he made it all the way to week 16 in the survival league. Pretty good. Yeah. Nevertheless, he says, I'm a big Redskins fan next week. Beat the shit out of the Giants. I got to tell you, Tilliard, you should have recognized the genius of Rex Grossman. You should have not picked against the Redskins.
The NFL be tripping you. Yeah. You know that.
He says, Tom, your son is a fucking soldier.
I'm a fucking soldier.
Right. I'd love to hear more from him on future podcasts. So there you go. Tyler's a hit in England.
Oh, okay.
Jolly old.
How about that?
All right. Salentoke. Hey, John and Tom. I hope you have a wonderful holiday and a prosperous and full of success in 2011. Keep up the good work. I am Salentoke on the forum and Bronco Lombiano in Pal Talk. I am a Colombian born studying in Florida. But I used to live in Colorado. That's how I became a Denver fan.
What's his name on Pal Talk?
Broncolombiano.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
He wants to know why the BCRH does not get, or the Fantasy League does not get love in the podcast. It's been a hell of a season with 20 teams, making it very difficult to have competitive rosters. I think that's why. 20 teams makes it very difficult to have any competition. Bang knows because he ended up being dead last in the league with only 2 victories. And that's true. I did have a piss poor league in that league.
Yeah, well, we just talked about that. And it's, again, that's just it. 20 of you. There's 20 of you.
Yeah.
No, right, you're the only 20 who cares.
Kevin in Sweden checking in, Tom. Kevin, coach of the Copperheads. Jeez, can the NFL kowtow to the TV networks anymore? I understand in a wimpy is this fucking baseball kind of way why they postponed the Vikings-Eagles game from Sunday night, but why not play it on Monday? Oh, that's right, then the game would conflict with the MNF, and that might upset the ESPN broadcast. I swear if Fox came to Goodell and said that fining helmet-to-helmet hits cost them half a ratings point, he'd mandate spearing. Now, this is from an Eagle fan who uses a dog sled to get to work across the frozen tundra of Sweden.
Jesus
right?
Christ.
Roger Goodell, take note. You think the Copperheads are missing the game because of a little bit of snow? Hell no, man. They got cleats on their snowshoes.
Right.
Well, that's all the email we got today. Go ahead and hit the donation button. If you hit it before the end of the first of the year here, I mean before December 31st, you can claim it on your taxes.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
You certainly can. Is that right? Can they? Even though it's not a charity or anything, but it, well, I guess we kind of are, but.
You can claim anything, whether they let you do it or not. It's a wholly different thing. But you can claim it. You can try.
All right, bcrh-forums.net.
Cartoon Radio Hour, of course you know that, and we're going to have one next week. We've got. I'm trying to get a new cartoon out. I really am. I've just been so damn busy.
ABC, but, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, Bang Music Hour, Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock on Baynet Radio.
Are they still carrying our show on Baynet Radio?
Yep, Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. Baynet.com.
They haven't freaked out over it yet?
Nope. Haven't freaked out over it yet. Actually, I think we're a pretty big hit over there. The problem is that their software doesn't allow for a whole lot of proper counting, but they're getting everything upgraded and updated over there. It's a startup company, but they've got some good people in place, and it's really starting to take off. So,
all right.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, everybody have a great new year. Be safe.
Oh, yeah. We're on Friday nights on Roach Radio. So
yep, that's right.
Just in case Judd
and, we will. We should have What Did Dick Say next week, hopefully.
That would be so much fun.
All right.
You know what? Just in keeping with that, when you say, all right, that's enough, I'm going to say my signature closing line as if I was Dick.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com.
Here I come. Bang!
You've been
been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar.
Clever.
It is.
Yasuke chooses a lactose-reduced milk
that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasu Kids supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars.
Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.